Welcome to Music College Unfiltered. On this podcast, we talk all about everything Music College. And today, I have my lovely friend, Erin Bathgate.
Hi.
So, yeah, we'll just get started. Go ahead, tell us about yourself, Erin. Introduce yourself.
So, I'm Erin. I'm a French horn student, also in fourth year, like Ellie. I am from a town called Kinross, which is near Edinburgh in Scotland, and I moved to Manchester to come to uni. I also like cooking and eating, mainly eating, a lot of chocolate, and yeah, watching TV.
Nice.
My hobbies are very exciting at the moment, but normally I'd like to travel. I like going abroad.
We have very similar interests, eating, traveling. So I'm just going to start off with your favourite college memories. Do you have any that spring to mind?
It's so hard when it's been so long since we've done college normally. I feel like now that there's been so much nothing, I feel like everything that was like at normal college is now the good memories. But at the time, there were definitely some big high ups and downs, highs and lows. My first year was really good in terms of our horn department was very friendly. The people that were in fourth year when I was in first year are some of my favourite people. And they were the most welcoming, like, department that we could have had. And, like, I remember speaking to other instruments and they just barely socialised, like, as a department. And if they did, it was very, like, forced, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I feel like horn department, not like putting anyone down, but just from at the time what I heard. So I feel like the horn department was really, really good at that point for like just being friendly. Not that we aren't now, but the numbers are kind of lower and obviously it's even harder at the moment. But just
it's
that
so hard,
good combo of people. And we did some good trips, like the horns always go to Lyme Park, which is near, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I have no idea where it's near.
Is it in Stockport? Is it not? I don't know.
I think it's not like really far away, but it's definitely like
a drive away. Yeah.
It's like a big country park, and we go there with natural horns, like the traditional historic horn.
Aww.
And just like you play in little groups of three. We take like teachers and us, and like you play in little groups of three round the big country park and like do it as if it was the olden days. And then the best bit is that then you have a picnic afterwards and drinks, and that was really fun
when everyone in like the instrument school or like in their friendship group, everyone seems to connect over food more than anything. It's not even music, it's food.
Literally, I feel like food and drink are how people bond. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like, yeah, the other good memories of my time in college, not to be that person, but at the bar, it's always nice. You just, when it used to be so spontaneous that like, because you have to walk past it to get anywhere, like backwards and forwards, you just always ended up, hopefully again, we'll end up like like having a chat, having a drink, having too many drinks.
Yeah.
Different situations. But yeah, and food as well, just in college being able, remember when you used to just eat because you didn't want to practice?
Yeah,
that was my top hobby, sat in college.
And I used to get so excited about the refectory food, like, because you didn't know what it was going to be. It was like a mystery until it came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Well, and to be fair, and like Brodsky Bar, when they started doing burgers and stuff, I don't know when did they do that from first year? I can't remember.
I think so, but they really like notched it up again last year.
But then they always had like that one that you really wanted that they didn't have, so you'd have to have a backup. I swear, yeah, I've literally only talked about socializing and food and drinks. I also do like going to college to play in groups and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got good memories doing concerts and stuff. I don't even remember, like opera is good. I think as a performing thing, that's probably my favorite.
Which year did you do opera?
Now, I'm really upset because I did it every year until this year, which is very sad because there's no horns, like, ever.
Yeah.
I just happened to be one of the ones that I did it first year, second year, third year, always the one that's at Christmas. So, like, it was always the thing that when I got home at Christmas, I just was dead. Like, because you did it, was it Just third year, the one that we just did. Yeah.
I forgot that you did that as well. That was the last opera that college did.
Exactly. And it's just so sad that I really hoped I would just do that one last one in fourth year to make it a set. But as much as it's so tiring, the whole project, everyone is dead by the end because of how long the rehearsal process is and everything. It is so cool to play in that pit with when they're singing the big numbers and everything.
Mm. And you feel like a little community by the end, like a little family of opera people.
Exactly. Especially when a lot of college... Sorry, keep going.
I was going to say, just because you've been huddled in this tiny little pit.
Yeah, so exactly. And there's stairs to go down. Mm. You're stuck there for a while when you go down. Mm-hmm. No, and I feel because a lot of projects in college you obviously do for a week and then it's done. Mm. I feel like it's such a nice project because you end up forming a little family.
I did really it. But I did find that I ended up in the rehearsals, once I knew what I was doing and I knew the cues, because it was 3 hours. It was three acts. There were two intervals, this opera. It was, what was
Wait,
it called?
Which opera Carmelite was it that we did?
Dialogue Staccato.
Oh, yeah. Was it Poulenc? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was on piccolo and there's only 100 bars of playing. Well, just over 100 in the whole thing. So I just ended up reading my
book.
But
they were good 100 bars. I remember there were certain bits that I'd always be piccolo.
Yeah, and you always used to ask me to play quieter when I was doing
in
that little
bit
run.
Where you had to go,
I can't love play the top eight any quieter than this.
Oh my goodness.
Shall I just stop playing? Oh, it was fun though.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we played in things that made it seem like we actually went to university. Oh well.
So what are your plans for after the RNCM?
So these are a bit less 100 different ideas now than they were if you'd asked me a month ago, because I literally was so stressed that it's just approaching so quickly. I still feel like we just started. I'm a bit confused that we're nearly done. I want to study more, but I don't know what, because my interests are too widespread and not very focused at all. So I might keep studying music performance. I might go into arts management. I might go into education. I literally don't know at this point, which is why I've managed to get a job, which means I can take a year out, hopefully, and work out what I want to do next.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. I feel like music college is so intense. It's amazing. People can keep going straight into a master's and just know that's what they want to do. I envy their confidence in that, but no, I'm not ready to just keep going, especially because a lot of people I think had a gap year before uni. Yeah. And I don't do that either. I'm a very young bean in my year, so I think it's a good idea to have a break, and I'm hoping I learn some work, get some work experience, because music college doesn't allow for much on the side, does it?
That's true. I think I'm kind of in a similar position, just putting the brakes on for a bit. It's also not just figuring out what you want, but earning money, because masters is so expensive.
That's the other thing. I'm maybe I could earn enough money that I could pay for it, because you can get scholarships and loans and stuff, but what if you don't, or how can you trust you're gonna have enough money?
I know, it's the stress of having to rely on it, isn't it?
Yeah, instead of being oh, my loan will cover it all.
Yeah. Well, at least you'd still be in Manchester, because our whole little group of friends are going to be in Manchester, which is nice.
I think we've nailed that. I don't know how we've managed that, but because I thought at the beginning everyone was going to be I thought everyone was going to go to London, but this is the place to be.
Yeah, I think no one's ready to leave yet, are they?
It's because it feels like we've kind of put the brakes on and we're still in. I mean, I still feel like I'm in second year because we never finished third year. I don't know.
Literally, we had 2.5 years at RNCM that was normal. Mm-hmm. And we're about to graduate and we should have had 4. It's not one's fault, obviously. It's just how can you feel like you're ready to move on when you never really finished the full experience the first time?
Hopefully we get back into college next term and it's a little bit of what we were meant to have.
But I reckon, if not, our year will be in the bar. every night next term, like not next term, the term after, even when we've graduated.
Just coming back, yeah.
Yeah.
Making up for lost time. Absolutely. We definitely will. Especially because there's a few of our friends still going to be studying. It's just an excuse to go, oh, I'm just visiting them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we still get cheaper drinks? Oh, I look 12. I should be assumed I'm a
I don't know. But I do remember like being in college like last year and seeing people that are graduated being like, why are they here?
Yeah, but I'm you're always like, gonna be that done person. Your time. I definitely did that too. You'd be like, surely you've got more exciting places to be now. Absolutely won't have better places to be.
I miss it. I would miss it even if it hadn't, like if I just left it, I
yeah, had no a
normal
definitely.
Fourth year.
Exactly. Here we are.
Here we are. So back to the beginning of college, what made you apply for the RNCM? What made you, well, yeah, you know what I'm asking. I'm not going to explain it anyway.
So I kind of didn't expect to come to RNCM or come to uni at all when I was applying. I did juniors in my last year of school and they kind of accepted me at juniors on the basis that I'd do 2 years there before I went to uni. But I didn't, it was all very quick basically. When I started that, the deadline for conservatoires was like the week later. So my teacher had known me like a week and I was like, oh, well, shall I just apply? And she was like, actually, yeah, it's quite good experience. Like, especially because it's auditions and stuff, unlike normal university. So I just picked the places she suggested, basically. I really, really assumed I would go to RCS in Scotland because that's where I was. And I just, that's what I knew. But to be honest, they rejected me. They were the only place that did. So it's not like I got into RNCM and a win. Yeah. But the other...
Where else did you apply?
I applied at Welsh and Trinity. And I think when I'm trying to think where I would have like ranked them to begin with, but like basically I knew nothing about anywhere. I was just going off of what my teacher had said because I assumed I was going to go to Glasgow. So then I went and did my auditions and I remember really liking Trinity, like just looked so nice. It was in such a nice place. And I had a really good lesson, like what's it called, consultation lesson. And Welsh was also really nice. I'd never been to Cardiff, but I don't know. RNCM was just, I knew I liked it because I was really ill the day I did my audition. And I was like, I did it in a day, like from Scotland, which was horrible. Like we had to get up at like 5 to get there in time, which like the other places I'd gone and stayed the night before. So I was like fresh and happy. And like Manchester, I was literally in such a bad mood. And I did the audition, but like, I still really enjoyed my day and I'd never been to Manchester before. And I just liked the vibe. I wrote an essay about it at school and it's actually so cringy if I read it back. But if you want like literally 2,000 words on why I came to RNCM, I have it written out and it's so like, it's one of those like reflective essays, so like it's even more like chatty than I normally chat.
And have it's, you like, reread that since starting?
Yeah, literally. It's so funny to read because I'm like, I walked out of the station at Piccadilly and I knew it was the one. And now I'm thinking, like, how the hell, like obviously I just got some vibe, which I think I know, I'm obviously happy I'm here, but like what vibe did I get
from Piccadilly Station?
Like I really don't think there was a vibe. Or like even the building of RNCM, like it's just a big stone building. Like I remember being like, I walked through the doors and it was beautiful, like
the
surroundings were beautiful. I don't even know, but
you must have gone on a nice day for weather. Because I don't remember anything beautiful about my audition.
I don't even remember. All I have to go by now, really, is my essay that I wrote because I don't remember it that well. But yeah, and then choosing between the places, I just knew that RNCM was like really highly esteemed. And from the vibes and Piccadilly Station, I just was the one.
That's so funny.
I really was really heartbroken that I couldn't go to Glasgow, so it took me a while to get over that.
Do you reckon if you'd have got in there, you'd have gone to Glasgow?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I'm so glad now I didn't get in, because like I've got friends there and obviously I'm sure it would have been great and I would have made whatever I made of it, but like I've met the right people here and like I feel like I've grown up a lot in the last 4 years, like just from how independent and how much I had to start again here. Like it would have been hard obviously moving anywhere, but like Glasgow, I did know quite a lot of people that would have been around and my friends would have been in Edinburgh like half an hour away. So
yeah.
coming here was like starting fresh, becoming an adult.
I do think like maybe this is like the in what am I trying to say? You get a gut feeling, don't you?
Yeah, when exactly. That's what I think I must have got, but I didn't understand at the time. And now, like, looking back, I'm like, it was obviously yeah. right.
I was going to say as well, like, you should always trust it because, like, everyone, you know, loves it, but not exactly. everyone does. That's obviously, like, quite a privileged point of view. But, yeah, I think you get
it. Did you always feeling. Want to come to RNCM?
Well, no. Basically, before I applied to study at Conservatoire, the year before, when I was 18, I applied to study maths, and I applied to study at Manchester Uni. But then I went to the open day, or offer holders day, or whatever it was, and, like, I hated Manchester. It was a really, really, really rainy day. It was, like, the opposite of Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
A really rainy day. I remember going and looking at halls in Fallow Field, and they were gross and like dirty buses, and I just like wasn't made for it.
Yeah.
And I think because I was like a year younger as well, I was just like such a homey person at the time. I hadn't really like come out of my shell yet as an adult.
Yeah.
But then obviously I decided I didn't want to do maths and took a gap year. And when I got my, I just didn't expect the offer from RNCM, to be honest. So like I hadn't actually considered it, and it was the best place I got into, which is where I ended up going. And I'm so glad I did, because I love Manchester now. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, really. But yeah.
I forgot you were going to do maths. I can't believe that.
Yeah, madness. I might have an actual job right now. Then again, maybe not.
That's true. Who knows?
So upon reflection, do you think you've gained more from being at RNCM than you perhaps would have from other institutions? Or
I feel like, yeah, definitely. I don't know if you mean like compared to other courses or like doing the same course other places, but I'm going to come with both angles because I think they're both interesting. I think, like I said, like RNCM compared to other conservatoires, it just had all the right opportunities for me in general. Like, because there weren't loads of horns, we got so many opportunities when we could actually like do stuff back in the day. Like compared to other instruments, I always felt so lucky at how many chances we got at everything. Like I said, like doing opera every year was not normal for like the flutes, for example. Like I'm sure that was like your time doing opera or something. Like where I'm like expecting to get it for a fourth time, like there was people that had done it even more than that, I think, than me. And it just, yeah, for like music, it had so many good opportunities. And then it's just, I feel like compared to other cities, you get such a diverse group of people coming to Manchester, because I feel like you're getting, there's quite a lot of people also from Scotland. I just didn't know them. And then there's obviously people from down south and from the, like literally from everywhere. And Wales is obviously quite nearby. And we've literally, I feel like the people I'd now call like my group of friends, like that I think I'd keep in touch with when I leave, or like I could visit anywhere in the UK and I feel like could find someone that's from there. Whereas I don't know, like there are people from all over that go to other conservatoires, obviously, but I feel like because we're so central in the UK, and obviously there's a lot of foreign students as well, I feel bad that because the horn hasn't had many international students, I feel like I've not met as many international students as I maybe should. But
it's hard, especially this year, because they're a lot of them have stayed at home.
That's true.
And like they're doing lectures
that I can't recorded. No, there was a guy that came to the offer holders for French horn, and he was in Hong Kong, so he was there at like 2 a.m at our horn class, and I was so impressed. Like, good on him. If he's listening to this podcast, like, oh my goodness, what guy.
Yeah,
you've got talent, because I could not stay awake at that time of night on Zoom.
Yeah, they're insane. They're so good. Like, we've got a girl in the flute department. She's a first year postgrad, and she has so much commitment. I'm like so blown away by it. The other day, so it was like Monday evening, we had a class at 6 to 7:30 in the evening, which would have been like 5 in the morning for her. And then we had a class the next morning at, I think it was 10 in the morning, and she was also at that, but they were like on the same day. So, like, it would have been the morning and the evening of the same day for her, but we'd had the whole night sleep. Madness. So much dedication.
It's amazing that people can, like that they can still join in, even though they're in different time zones, but it's just crazy. Yeah, the dedication that people have. And we're struggling to get up, like, and it is the right time.
I know.
And I feel like I was going to say as well, compared to, like, I mean, I feel like lockdown's made me think about it a lot more because we've had it all taken away from us. But, like, compared to a uni degree, the amount of, like, life skills I feel like we learn doing music compared to, obviously, I'm sure you learn loads doing other degrees, but, like, it's just all the skills that you don't realise you're building up, like, organising yourself, being reliable in, like, orchestras or in groups, like, planning rehearsals and, I don't even know, like, just communicating with people all day, every day. Mm. Like, I don't know. It obviously completely depends what other subjects you were doing, but I'm thinking of an example, like, English. You must sit and just do a lot of work on your own, which is building certain skills, but, like, the people skills we must have, like, developed through, like, working with all sorts of different people at uni. And
did you ever consider doing music at a uni rather than conservatoire, or was it always conservatoire?
I did, because I thought I wasn't going to get into any conservatoires, and although I'd said gap year, I was really scared at the idea of a gap year because I like being busy. So I was like, I'm going to apply for unis as well. And basically I thought I would probably go to uni to begin with. So I applied. Where did I apply? Glasgow, Manchester, Newcastle, Durham. I basically wanted to go to Durham uni.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I had it ready until, actually I don't remember the timing of it, but it was like my uni option basically. Now thinking back, like, I'm sure it would have been fine and I would have had a much better understanding of, like, music theory. I haven't, like, not understood it, but, like, there's parts of music theory I still don't understand, and because the focus is on so much, I feel a bit bad that I'm supposed to be a musician and I still, it's because Scottish unis don't do baccarals, and I remember them being like, the first thing they said in theory or something was like, as long as you can harmonize a baccaral, you can do anything.
Did you not do that for whatever Scottish hires, is that what it's called?
Yeah, advanced hire is the, like, top thing, like, most advanced thing you can do at school. And I can't even remember what we did for it. I had to do one composition, and it was serialism, so it was like maths anyway, like, it wasn't musical, like,
oh my god, stuff.
And I'm trying to think what else was in our exam. It was really, really basic compared to what you do at A level. It's a really weird, like, crossover that's counted as, like, the same thing, because you just do, like, multiple choice, and I can't remember the crossover, but it's something like, it's only grade 2 or 3 theory, like, ABR.
No way.
I don't want to get the facts wrong, but, like, I could have been able to do that, like, at least a couple of years before I did it, like, realistically with what I'd done out of school.
Mm.
Like, obviously people that do music out of school can usually are further on, but, like, it was a ridiculous, like, imbalance. Yeah.
But I do think with, like, music theory, like, unless you're really into it, there's not, like, that much importance placed on it. Like, it's not a priority. You don't get any credits from it.
Yeah, you can get by without really doing much of it. It just concerns me when I think about, like, oh, I could transcribe this or arrange this or, like, work this out. And I'm like, I know a little bit more than I did a few years ago, but not, like, just because I'm not one of those people that's done it from, like, when I was, like, 15.
Mm.
Like, people are either really good at that or they just avoid it and let other people do it. And I think I'm one of those people.
Mm. It definitely, like, conservatoire definitely puts you down a performance route, but that's what it's for, so.
Exactly, and I don't think you wouldn't get the same performance experience, obviously, at a uni, and that's the point.
You could possibly be, like, more varied in your skills, your musical skills.
I think we're at the right place, that's fine.
Yeah,
to change your mind.
And we've had a I've had a good time.
I've had a very good time. It makes me so sad. Yeah, that we've missed a year or whatever.
Yeah.
We've still not done a group holiday since. Oh, it's just sad. I hope that holidays happen again soon. I love that we're back on travel. Travel and food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really hungry, actually. My stomach's like,
I had a lesson till 1:30, so I had to eat at 2:00, which felt ridiculous for my lunch.
On the food, did you prefer Brodsky and the refectory when it was normal, or did you prefer it when they changed it to this year on the app and they changed the menu?
There were some things. I feel like even last term, I didn't take enough advantage of that menu because I thought I had the whole year. But like the chips, the spicy chips, they never used to exist.
The Chinese style ones.
Yeah. Them and the peri peri ones, I think they were.
Oh, yeah, the
well.
Cajun spice.
Yeah, Cajun, yeah. They were unreal, and I don't know how we didn't have them before. Like, I never want the old chips again.
Yeah. Like, and the fact that you could, like, literally order it to your table, and you didn't even have to go and collect it. Madness.
Exactly. Oh, that, yeah. I think you need a little mix, because I do miss the, like, to be fair, I don't, maybe they did burgers, and I just didn't have one.
Yeah, because I had a burger.
I think they need a mix of the two. It would be, to be fair, if you had the normal amount of people in college, can you imagine them all delivering to tables? Like, you need, like, seven liters.
Oh, chaos. Do you know what I miss the most? I really miss when they did, like, really, really salty, like, cheese pastas. And they
I
were,
don't
like,
think I had enough of that.
Oh, my God. I miss it so much.
I remember...
Because like, I don't know what it is that they put in them, but it was so good.
When something's slightly too salty, it's always a lot more tasty. I can't even remember it. It's been so long.
Oh, well, there we go.
Let me know when that cheesy pasta's on again.
Yeah, well, maybe it never will return. Maybe I had my last cheesy pasta from college before I knew.
I just didn't even know. Oh,
yeah,
that's what annoys me. I can't remember what my last meal was or my last drink. I was clueless and it was gone.
Oh, we were all clueless. And you weren't even there for the last big night.
I know. I mean, that must have been one of the most dangerous nights out that could have happened. Like, looking back at the numbers.
Oh, I know.
Like, no one knew at that point, but it's just mad how long it took people to be like, oh shit, this is serious.
Well, I'm glad I've found someone who's as passionate about Brodsky as I am.
That's what it's all about. That can be the title of this podcast. I hope it is.
Yeah. We miss you, Brodsky. Yeah. Thank you for joining me. And
thank you for having me.
Do you have any last words, any quotes you want to leave me with, leave us with?
That's such a big responsibility. I feel like just never take any time at university for granted, like food, drinks, but mainly your degree and all the social life and everything all together, everything that goes into your uni experience, I think is so important, especially when it's been taken away from you. It makes you realize how much you should cherish your whole experiences of the degree, of your social life, of everyone you meet, and mainly of the food at Brodsgate. Thank you for your time.
Brilliant. Thank you. And tune in to Music College Unfiltered again.